could see and I could breathe.
Around the world, the G8 and the G20 policies push people out of their homes. We're made homeless. We cannot eat food from the communities we live in. Many of us are pushed out from villages into cities, and then the few migrate. They arrive here, and we are treated as disposable labor, as immigrants, as non-status communities. And for years, my organization, Migrants in the City, have fought back. And when we fight back at the site that it attacks us at. We will be at the police lines. We will be at the fences. We will be at the borders that displace us, that shut us down.
This weekend, let it be clear that we are not just fighting for people here in Toronto and in Ontario. We are fighting as part of a world movement of social resistance. I would like to think that people in Greece will look and see that in Toronto too, people stand up and fight alongside them. I would like to think that workers going on strike this week in France and Italy will look to the example of Toronto and say, by God, even in Canada, these people take up a fight. They must be worth something. I would like to think that right now, on some flickering internet screen in some hellhole dormitory in a sweatshop in Guangzhou province of China, workers are gathered around and saying, their fight is our fight. We fight together. And I would like to think that right now, somewhere behind the inhuman blockade of Gaza, Palestinians know that we stand in solidarity with them.
Well, they go around the world for their interests and not for yours and not for mine.
I have a disability. I have cerebral palsy, spastic paraplegia. You know, those are one of the issues that often gets swept under the carpet. So I think that having all these people out here today, and a lot of people with disabilities out here today marching the streets, just shows that we're not going to go away, and that we are a huge part of the activism community.
Mostly for reproductive justice. I think that this is not something to be messed around with. You know, it's key to women being free and safe inside of a society, and when women are free and safe inside of a society, the society is healthier in general. You're not just talking about women's rights, you're talking about children's rights, and they're key issues, and they take me to the streets right away. Millions face on on a daily basis, checkpoints, fences, goon squads in riot gear on street corners, checking ID, asking people for their status, asking people for their documents, and dividing the rich and everyone else. And that's what we see in Toronto. We see our money being taken and thrown to have an armed camp for these 20 men in suits to come together and meet and make decisions about the things that impact our lives. And the borders that we see that are up in the city in terms of the fences, in terms of the visible police presence, we see them every day. We see them in our schools, in our community centers, in shelters, every day when undocumented people go to access the service and they're turned away. It's because of borders, it's because of fences, ones that people in our community sadly have internalized.
My mind, set on freedom. No police on the streets, my mind, my mind, my mind.